Okay, then it's a Monday. Normally we've got Dame Shirley in, but she's had to go home. She's not feeling too good, but hopefully she'll be right as ninepence by some point this afternoon. Now, we've got special guest in, Rob Carr. So, Rob, just pull yourself up to that microphone. Basically, you've just walked in 30 seconds ago, more or less, and here we go. We're ready to go.
Well, I'm your next-door neighbours. I literally live next door to you, so it's not really a hard walk for me to get to you.
Now, just these microphones are really, really lively, so you just got to go back about sort of six. That's it, lovely, perfect. They're not like you're on stage. These are totally, totally different, these horrible microphones. They pick up absolutely everything. Now, I know you've got quite a big family, and you've got a little one as well.
Yeah, little Betsy. My mum's looking after Betsy while I'm doing this interview. It was almost the case of I was going to have to bring the whole entourage, the whole Von Trapp band. We're going to have to come here and sit in the foyer. But no, my mum saved the day at the last moment. So.
Oh, well, how do you cope with a little one in the house and organising all of this as well?
Well, my girlfriend's she's away at her sister's graduation ball, so I'm left with all the kids today. So we're all going to sort of sand down and enjoy the day, I think, after this. So yeah, I think the trick is to spread them out into a big open space, and then it's a lot easier to sort of like pick them out where they are.
So you still got what, about 6 weeks to go before we get to the actual weekend itself, August Bank Holiday weekend this year.
Yeah, the post-fest August Bank Holiday. I've all the sort of foundations have been laid sort of a lot earlier in the year, so now it's just a case of tying up all the loose ends and sort of confirming all the different things I'm going to stalls and entertainment I'm going to have there. All the bands have been confirmed, and that's been done since April. I've had a lot of I've got my other project band on the run as well, so I've been very busy up to this point. But now I've got, because I work at a school, I've got 6 weeks off, so I've got the 6 weeks clear to just to literally just plan everything as I want it to outlay.
It's just so much going on for you, isn't there?
Yeah,
well, young family as well.
I wouldn't have it any other way. We've got five kids between us now. Little Betsy's only six months old, but she's so placid, and she wakes up literally with thumbs up and a big smile on her face, going "Way!" So she's a very lovely little body lass
for the day. Mind you're very placid as well, laid back, aren't you?
I like to think so, but that might be the medication.
You'll have to let me know what you're taking. Now, it's going to be August Bank Holiday. It's a 3-day event. It was last year, but it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday last year. It's going to be Saturday, Sunday, Monday this time around.
Yeah, because of the bank holiday, I just thought it would make sense to do the Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And the thing with doing it in late July last year was the Friday, a lot of people still at work. So I think I might stick to the bank holiday August for keeps now. I think this seems to be I've changed the date about five times, I think, over the years. I don't think I've ever sticked on one date, so I think this one now, it feels right for me to stay on the August. There's so many festivals creeping up or around on the island now. It's hard to actually put a free weekend on something, because you don't want to clash with another festival. It's not fair on them or for myself, so.
But there's, like you say, there's so much going on, but yours is unique because every single band are like local, and they're all playing local music, and it's a lovely local feel to it, and you're raising money for a local charity as well, so it's unique from everyone else, isn't it?
Well, I think I'm the only festival that's showcasing the best of the island's original music, and even there's a band on there who's headlining the Sunday called Senen. They're very similar to Plastic Mermaids band, but they were originated from the island, Senen, and even though they're in Norwich now, they were called Shiny Friend, and they were my best mates from Rookley, and we all grew up together. So I asked him if he would come down and do this gig for us, and they're quite well known. They're signed to a label, and for me, it's a big like reunion for all our friends. So a lot of the Sunday tickets have sold already, actually, because of Senen. So
brilliant.
No, we're looking forward to it.
Now, tickets are on sale now. They're
£10. £10 for a day ticket, £25 for the weekend. It's they're available at Ticketline, which is the online place to get them. Gold Toe Music and the County Press Shop in Newport.
So, I mean, you know, they're reasonably priced. You get a whole weekend of action there, and you get a whole host of bands there. We'll talk about who's playing what and doing what, but so just to go back over the last couple of years, we've been to the last three. We broadcast on the last two, I believe.
That's right.
My memory serves me rightly. And there's just such a wonderful atmosphere there. It's just so relaxed, so chilled, and you get all this talent to boot, and it's just incredible. One of the highlights for me, well, there's numerous highlights. I love your band Cardinal Richelieu. I love the guy, the guitarist, because he's just something else to behold. He's just you've got to see him to believe him. You really have. So that's one of the highlights for me in the last couple of years. The other highlights, obviously, I love All Washed Up. I've got to say that because they live next door.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're like, you know, smash my windows in or something. But one of the highlights for me last year was seeing the Weather Kings. The Weather Kings are just... they make it such an incredible sound. And there's three of them on stage. There's Geezer with a big bass drum.
Yeah, Rafe, that's Rafe Spencer.
And then you got the front man who's just crazy, but crazy in a good way. And he got a great drummer as well.
Yeah, I think he was talking about cows and police pigs. And he just goes on a complete tangent. And he literally makes it all up on the spot. He literally thinks it through in his head and just... Whatever comes out of his mouth is delivered, and that's the way he rolls them, which is a good thing.
Just genius, but there's so many others as well. I mean, I loved the Ohms last year, and I'm glad that you got them back this year as well, because they went down a real storm, and they're a lovely band. We interviewed them afterwards, and there's no sides to them. They're just so down to earth, and they were on a tour as well, weren't they, this time last year?
That's right. The Postless was the last leg of their tour, so that was it was very. I was very panicky actually if they were actually going to turn up, because they were on a ferry in the morning, and I think they were still on the other side of Europe at one point 2 days beforehand, so I was a bit nervous. But the best thing about Postfest is I've never had any criticism or negative feedback given to me on social media or in any other way. But one of the things that somebody did say is, oh, it's a shame that the Ohms didn't keep playing and Big Top could play straight away after him, because I have to close. What I do is at Postfest, I close one stage down and open another one up, so it sort of breathes sort of fresh air to each bar. And also it's like playing musical tennis with the crowd, which I love seeing. So everybody runs to the next stage and runs back, and you never miss a band. But this time what I've done is I'm closing one of the bars down early, the acoustic, the Gold Tone Cafe stage up a little bit earlier. And we're putting the Ohms and Big Top on the same stage and doing like a versus battle. So there'll be two drummers live on stage either side, and they're just going to keep battling two songs each, one song each, and then perhaps go into a whole song together as a collaboration. So it's literally going to be like 15 wow. members on the stage doing that. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Wow, that could either go massively wrong, or it could be brilliant.
It's the headline of the Monday, so it's literally the closing curtain. So it's 2 hours straight of reggae and ska. I'm really looking forward to it, and I've been talking to the managers, and they've got everything in place.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to take a musical break here. We're going to play a song. It's one of my highlights from last year. I've got no idea what the song's called, so I'm hoping you're going to be able to shed some light on it. It's not one of your songs, I'm afraid. It's the Weather Kings, and it just reminds me of being in Greece. And as soon as you hear the song, you'll go, oh yeah, I know what that is, and you'll be able to tell me. All I've got it listed as the Weather Kings, Greece, ? But for me, I just heard this last year and I thought, how wonderful is this bit of music? It's just so good, and it says a lot about the actual day itself. It's just fun and toe-tapping, so give it a listen. These are the Weather Kings, and in a moment we're going to find out what the song's called.
feel the vibe. Right here, right now, right here. Washing machines live longer with cowgum.
Kings, and I mean, I say Greece, you say it's Russian Cossack-y type sound there, and to be honest, I've got no idea what that song's called. I don't care, it's just a great piece of music, and he's such a wonderful front man, isn't he?
He's perfect. I mean, Mike Rodriguez, he's played every single post-fest that I've done, and he's such a character, and everybody flocks to him, and he brings instruments to the whole crowd, so everybody can join in. There's the 10 children on stage playing bongo and congo drums. He tries to include everybody in his act, and very audience participated sort of actors, and that's why he plays all the festivals, and he's probably one of the biggest popular, I think, island acts that we have.
I think, I mean, they themselves as a band, they're now on record. I've downloaded a couple of things. They sound fantastic, but live it's just so different. But it's like you say, they encourage people to get involved. They had the kids up on stage. They had everybody shaking maracas and things. I just thought it was such a clever thing what they did. I don't know whether they did it last year or the year before, but everyone kind of, the band got off stage, and in the end you were left with these kids banging the drums, and the crowd was shaking maracas, and it just sort of fitted, and it was just a wonderful thing.
It went in for, I think, 10 minutes after they finished playing. I think it kept going. They still kept the beat going. And then the other band was trying to do their set in the start. And it was something to see, definitely.
Brilliant. So let's talk about the lineup then. You're going to be Saturday, Sunday, Monday this year. It's August Bank Holiday. And just talk us through a couple of the bands that are coming.
On the Saturday, we've got Lucid headlining. I've always wanted to have them as a headline act. Before, they've played, I think they've played every year as well. But they've always had an afternoon slot. But this time I've got them. I say, please don't be busy on this day. Please, can you play for me? So they're going to do a full set. I'm not sure how many of them are going to be there. Hopefully, I've said, bring as many people as you can, because I think their sound is so unique. And especially the harmonies are beautiful. So I'd like to see them do a really nice sort of long set with lots of people there. We've got Fine Lines as well, which are a great band. It's from Fluella Grace and Gareth, her partner, and their full band. And they're I think they're the Plastic Mermaid's favourite band. Tom really raves about them. He loves their stuff, and I completely agree.
Just going back to Lucid. Lucid they did a tour of Canada last year, so you know they are getting out there.
I think they do. I think they go to all the ski resorts in France, and they're very clever the way they push themselves and deliver their sound, and that's what you should be doing. You don't have to be signed to a big contract to actually be famous. I think going out there, as long as you're earning money and you're giving the crowd what they want and get a free holiday out of it as well. That's what it's about, isn't it, really?
Kelvin Carey's just messaged me and say, washing machines live longer with Calgon. It cracks me up. That's the lyrics from that one particular song. Now we've got obviously a couple of people that we should mention at some point. Gold Tone Music, they sponsor the stages, don't they? Or one of them.
Yeah, we've got the Rapanui main arena is the main arena. It's like a 40-metre metal frame marquee, and we've got the Gold Tone Music Cafe, which I'm making bigger. I've made that into a 23-metre marquee, which is all been done by Coast and Country Marquees. And the reason why I do it all indoors, because if it rains, it doesn't matter. It's sunshine indoors, it doesn't matter where you are, what the weather is. We've got indoor facilities for everybody and for the kids to sit down as well. Yeah, we've got the Gold Toe Music Stage as well. Same place we get tickets.
Yeah, I've been lucky with the weather the last couple of years, haven't you?
Oh, I hate weather. One thing you can't do nothing about. I don't even look at the weather until about 1 day, 2 days before. It's like before I've got myself in right knots. Probably the worst part of my anxiety was about weather. So the only way of eliminating it is not looking at it. So 1 day before I'll look at it and then see what's going on.
It's one of those things where you, like you say, there's nothing you can do about it, but you know that in the past, because you told me, that there's so many things you have to do if something happens, just say, for instance, there was a thunderstorm or anything like that.
Yeah, well, it's evacuation policy. So it's interesting, actually, because I wanted to know when there was thunderstorms over the Isle of Wight Festival, I wanted to see what actually happens if it was a massive thunderstorm, because you can't be inside an arena, especially a metal frame one or any arena. So do you put the people outside? Do you put them, evacuate the whole facility? I don't know how you'd evacuate 50,000 people, but I don't know. But I know my plan. I've got to take everybody out of sight if it happens. But
you've got to take them all in, you know, stepdad's front room and make them all a cup of tea.
Yeah, that would be mum's job, I suppose. It won't happen anyway, will it, Ian? It won't happen.
No, fingers crossed it won't. But as I say, you have been lucky with the weather, so hopefully that will continue. But Saturday you've got Lucid, Fine Lines, Cardinal Richelieu, yourself, your own band. How tempting is it to put yourself on as the main attraction for an evening?
It's completely tempting, and one of the reasons why I did post festivals was because I wasn't getting into certain big festivals locally, and I was like, I'm going to make my own festival and I'm going to put myself where I want to. But I quite like the 5:30 slot on a Saturday. I think that suits where we are.
Yeah.
I can see us being a closing an act, and Kia, who you mentioned, our guitarist, he's even better. And every day, every place I play with him, every day he's doing something new. And the techniques that he has is, I've never played with anybody like him. He's an incredible musician. I'm so fortunately, it's almost like playing with one of the greats in my eyes, and he never ceases to amaze me.
He's come a long way, because the talent. I mean, I remember coming up three post-fests ago, where we weren't actually broadcasting there, we just came up in an afternoon, and I think you were on the acoustic tent, or he was in the acoustic tent, and they just said, have a listen to this kid, and we heard him, we obviously saw the talent, and then within the space of, I think it was something like 6 months, we saw you play at there was a pub in Newport we came along to.
Yeah, Prince of Wales, wasn't it?
And we thought, oh, look at that, he's just giving that kid a chance to sort of be a part of the band, because we were in the process of setting up. And somebody had said, right, they took all the gear away, all the kit cables you didn't need and stuff, you were all set up. Right now, we'll just have a little practice, have a little start. And this kid sparked up this guitar, and we thought, wow. And we both sort of, my wife and I, we just both looked and thought, blimey, he's improved in 6 months, he's even got better than he was, you know. And when you see him at post-fest and you see him live, like you say, when you don't see him from 1 year to the next, you don't all see that improvement. I mean, you see it every day, but it's vast. He's talented, he's so talented. Where do you think he's going with his talent?
Well, he's 22 years old now. He ventures off to London now and again and does some blues clubs and things like that. I think with good management behind him, I think he could go far. It's a real hard industry to break and to do. And like I say, the way that Lucid approach things, I think, is a good way of doing it. If you be your own manager and then set yourself your goals, and you don't need to work for other people if you've got that sort of talent. But Kia is his songwriting ability as well. When we both songwrite together, we come up with some absolutely incredible songs, and we're going to be displaying them this year as well. Got 45 minutes to prove our point.
I'm going to ask you a question. It might seem like I'm putting you on the spot, so feel free to sidestep it if you want. But when you look at people like Mark King, who's obviously been in the industry a very long time and has, I don't know, he has connections. Do you think that people like Mark King are doing enough for youngsters, when it comes down to musicianships? Because we've got so much talent here on the island. And there's a whole list of them in front of me now, the ones that are going to be playing at Postfest, and there's a whole list of people there that I look at and I think, well, you're as good as anything else in the charts today, so, you know, why aren't you getting your big break? Does people like Mark King do enough?
I know Mark King's playing V-Dub next week, and I've never met Mark at all. I don't actually approach people in the industry, really, and I could do, because I've got relations that are very, very big in the industry, but I don't approach, but I like to approach people as a business point of view. So I like being what I am and doing what I'm doing with all us people trying to sort of fit in into the island scene, and I'll keep looking at. So it's almost like I sort of try and pull as many bands as I can. Whether Mark King's doing enough for the scene, I know he does charity work. I know a lot of people that have been successful do a lot of charity work. I'm not in a position to say really how much should they do or not. But then, I mean, I'd love to. If he come and said he wanted to do something at Postfest, I mean, I'd be quite willing to accommodate Level 42 or Mark King himself. Or
I've met Mark a number of times. He's a lovely fella, and you know, he's incredibly talented and he's very approachable. And maybe it is a case of other people have to approach him and ask that same question. You know, you could be like you know, father figure if you like, just like you're being for young Keir. I mean, he started coming up to Postfest, and all of a sudden, you know, the improvement is there for everybody to see. And if you hadn't given his chance, where would he be now?
Yeah. So he's been a good friend, and he's had his troubles along the way, and I've liked to think I've been like a big brother to him. And we mean, every time after we finish a gig, we always give each other a big hug, and you don't have that with certain friends. And so I know he really looks up to me, and I do to him. So we both get a lot out of the relationship in different ways.
Okay, let's talk about the rest of the lineup for the Saturday, because there's a couple of bands there that I don't really know too much about. I know that, you know, Duvaux have been on the head on the stage a few times, but I've heard about Reg Against the Machine. Now, I think your mum raves about Reg.
Yeah, Arthur really likes him. He does a song called Santa Father Christmas is Dead, I think, which I don't want the little kids to see. I think he'll be playing well away from that tent. He won't be playing in the kids' stage. But no, he's a complete unique talent, a bit like Mike Rodriguez. He literally says what he thinks, and the songs that he writes, and I mean, he does lots of different versions of Bowie songs, so I think he'd be throwing in a few covers. And he's got a full band behind him this time, where before he did it as a solo. So yeah, he's got some good talented people behind him as well.
Okay, so is he on the main stage, or is he on the other stage?
No, he's on the main stage.
He's on main stage. I'm trying to work out, because I'm colourblind, but I'm looking at the colours there, because you've got Lucid on the main stage, and then it goes to Fine Lines, and you'll be alternating from one stage to the next, right?
Yeah, but the black and the blues are not necessarily meaning that they're on a certain stage. I've just put them in order of...
That's so confusing for a colourblind guy like me.
But you can go onto the www.postfest.co.uk and see all the set times and where everybody's playing,
right?
And where.
Okay. The Night Watchmen, they were there last year, and they went down a storm. Just to remind you, we're doing a sort of playing out some of the best sessions that we had last year. I mean, they're all fantastic, but we did some last night. And tomorrow night, you'd be pleased to know that we're playing the Cardinal Richelieu set.
Oh, wow.
That's at 7 o'clock. And then we've got a couple of other rockers on between 8 and 9 and 9 and 10. And Saturday's between 5 and 7 this week. I think we've got Duvaux. We're replaying the Duvaux set from last year. So just to give people a flavour of how good it sounded, and hopefully, fingers crossed, people will go and buy their tickets for this year. Baron Strange. Who's Baron Strange?
They don't come out very often. That's Ryan, who works at Gold Toe Music, and he normally plays with Cornerstone. He's got his own little unique bands, and he's been pulling my arm. It was a bench warmer last year, so I said, oh, I'll definitely get you on this year. And they've got a really unique sound, and a really good front man as well. And they're playing on the Gold Tone stage as well.
Excellent. Now, I want to sort of... I've never heard of a band... I've heard of Ian. I can't understand why they've named themselves after probably one of the most dullest names ever.
I think it's the best name ever. I love that. And if you go to Cowes, and you look at, like, sort of, you go into these little pubs, and you see, like, a real sort of naval picture, and then underneath it, where it says it's signed by, you see a little sticker saying Ian. And all these different places, you've got little Ian stickers. It's great if you can spot them. But they won Band on a Run 2 years in a row. The first band that runs, they won. They're all dressed in dresses, and they're running around Newport and Cowes, sort of dressed in dresses.
In dresses?
Yeah.
And will they be dressed in dresses this time?
I've no idea. They're mad as hatters, them bunch.
Okay, and you've got the Happy Skifflers as well.
Yeah, it's just sort of. I'm trying to get every single genre in there, especially like they all washed up in the Skifflers. They went down so well. Damien Paul went down really well. That bluesy sound, that sort of old sort of jazz sound, and Skiffle. Sort of genre really sort of goes down well with the crowd.
It's just, I don't know, something about it, it's toe-tapping, it's happy,
it's just feel good.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you've got Firefly and the Devil.
They're actually a mainland band, but they competed in Band on the Run, and they've helped me out a couple of times. They're sort of a very unique folk act, so they're going to be opening the whole Saturday.
Okay, what we're going to do is take a break, and then we'll come back, and then we'll talk some more about how you can get your tickets, and how, I mean, are you close to being a sellout yet?
We sold a fifth of the tickets so far, but it's this happens every year, so I'm not really worried at this point. It's just that there's so many festivals and so many things going on, and people in the island they literally wait till three, 4 weeks before, or even sometimes 5 days before, check the weather. But we almost sold out last year, so I've got every confidence.
Yeah, no, sure,
we'll sell out this year.
And let's be honest, they've only been sold out. You know, they've only been out for a couple of weeks, and you've still got 6 weeks to go. Yeah, haven't you?
Yeah, they've been out for the tickets have been out for about 6 weeks, but there is limited availability because my site can only hold 1,500 with my current license. I will be increasing it in after next year. So I've got a 3-year license for last year, this year, and a year in 2016. So that's only up to 1,500 people. So once it's sold out, I can't issue any more tickets. So I've actually only physically got 1,200 tickets on sale, because you've got to think about staff and all the guests and the artists as well. So
sure.
It's a doable achievement to sell out, and we're raising as much money as we can for the Old Man Baton Hospice as well. We've got White Trash Skate Park and Nature Zone doing loads of kids free workshops with Willow. Anything you think you can make out of Willow, they'll be doing it.
Yeah, right. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll come back with some more in a mo.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Self-publishing your own book is much easier than you think it is. About your own life, a local historical event, an interesting untold story about a relative, pure fantasy or fiction, or maybe an illustrated children's book. Talk to Cross Print Media for advice on self-publishing and how to get started. Call 52 4885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget, you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
£10 meal deal, I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself, the ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, you'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's John Willison from Cowes.
The best thing about White Fibre is their speed of response. And you're actually talking to a human being who you know is local. It's not transferred over to India or Scotland. It's a local person.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240-240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Fastest speeds available in all cabled areas.
Hi, I'm Maggie Curry, established freelance coach. My work impacts lives and is a catalyst for life-changing experiences. I work with clients to encourage them to step out of their comfort zone, rediscover passions and be themselves. Calm and in control of my own life, I have more than a decade's experience in coaching and will help you build the foundations for your future. Get in touch today to find out how my inspirational coaching can transform first you and then your life. Contact me via my website, www.maggiecurry.co.uk, or through the Vectis Radio website.
White Sight, here's how it works. You need glasses? Visit an optician, then bring your prescription along to the friendly team in Cross Street Ride. White Sight is a boutique shop selling budget to designer frames and sunglasses, stockists of Dior, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Ban and many more. They are an independent retailer, so you can shop locally for first-class service and great glasses. You'll be spoilt for choice. Either visit them in Cross Street Ride or check out www.whitesight.co.uk.
White Crystal is an Isle of Wight charity selling still and carbonated spring water products, flavoured and water coolers, to fund care services, employment and life-enhancing opportunities for people with a range of disabilities. To see their fabulous wide range of products, go to www.whitecrystal.org.uk or call to place an order on 01983 520 128. That's 01983 520 128.
It's James and Judy here, the Islands version of Richard and Judy. We've been married for longer than Judy cares to mention, haven't we?
That's true, James.
And together we run Ramshackle Pop-Up Cinema from our Global Nerve Centre in Bembridge. We're bringing lots of bickering, wittering...
That's me.
...and twittering...
That's James, the technical one.
...to Vectis Radio every Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 4. And that's our show, Ramshackle Mashup. It's a heady mix of music, previews and reviews of things going on the island, including arts, and breaking news about local eateries, cycling and special places.
And film.
This is Vectis Radio. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Vectis Radio.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Okay, it's 23 minutes away from 1. We've got Rob Carr in. Now, Rob is the organiser and... What else did you call it? Organiser? Owner?
Yeah, I was going to say owner. Managing director, I don't know what you want to call it. I just don't own the land.
of Postfest, and this has been running... This is the fifth year that you've been doing it this
year.
5 years.
The first one was my granddad's birthday party. It was my granddad's 80th birthday party, and we celebrated that with one of the marquees. And wow. So it's come a long way from there.
and there you are, like X amount of years later, and you've got, two big marquees. You've got so much other stuff going on as well. You kind of touched on it before the break, so what else is going on as well as the music?
We've got Nature Zone and White Trash. White Trash are putting their own ramp in, and they're going to get some professional BMX and skateboarders going to be doing exhibitions. Also, they're going to be... children can get involved as well, and they're going to have all... kit everybody out, and so they have sessions on there for youngsters as well. I think adults as well, I'm not too sure. We've got Willow, Nature Zone, doing everything you can think about with Willow. So they're going to be making fences and fence panels. I think they're going to dress up one of the main stages as well. So the main stage is going to be dressed by them with loads of lights. We've got magicians. I've got Claire Goble, she does a comedy show, and she also does balloon modelling. So she'll be doing workshops with kids for balloon modelling. It literally is a family festival. You can actually, the adults can enjoy having a drink and enjoying the bands, and the children can still be in eye shot with all the activities that are going on. We've got inflatables, we've got coconut shies, so everything is geared up for everybody literally to have fun. That's my whole ethos, really.
And it is fun, and there's lots of stuff going on for the kids as well. And let's just backtrack a bit, because John Cattle, isn't it? It's White Trash.
That's right, yeah.
He's the most unassuming guy. You look at him and you think, no, you can't do that. Don't do it, you'll hurt yourself. Because that beard makes him look a hell of a lot older, and you think, no, really? But he's wicked on a skateboard. Isn't he?
It's like seeing C6 Steve going up and down a ramp. Yeah. Don't do it.
But that's a new feature this time around, isn't it?
It is. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, really, but we've taken away some of the fences. So we've got this massive, one big, beautiful field, and we've obviously with lots of post boxes everywhere. And I try and put the indoor arenas in different places to complement the field, and also so I can fit more different things in. So this year I'm having a really good look at it, and especially last year was the first time I had the license to have 1500 people in. It can easily hold 1500 people, and it is so safe. We've got security there, and we've got stewards that will help everybody out, even to help us out with some of the things that we need doing. So I'm trying to sort of make sure there's a big community spirit. We're raising money for charity. We're going to be auctioning off a few things as well, trying to raise more money. I think Barclays are going to get involved and double anything we do raise as well. And the Mountbatten Hospice has got the car park, so any money that goes towards the car park, it's £3 to park your car there all day, and all their profits will go straight to the Mountbatten Hospice. So I've just given them the whole car park as a way of saying thank you, and it's a good way of me raising a lot of money for them.
Barclays were involved last year as well, weren't they?
They were, they did. And we had a McBusted signed ukulele. We went for, I think, £700, and then there was another £300 worth of prizes that we gave away. And then they doubled it, so we made £2,000. And I think overall, I think it was, with Bands on a Run and all the different things that we were doing, I think we raised over £3,000. So in 5 years, I've almost raised £10,000 for charity.
That's brilliant.
It's only little old me doing it, and I don't depend on anybody else. Postfest and Band and Run and all these things, I don't get anybody to help me. So it's just everything is in my head, and just waiting to be executed. So I've got a few more ideas up my sleeve for new things, and the more I get good at this, the better I get, the more money I can raise. So that's my whole challenging myself to become better at what I'm doing.
Okay, you got you've got a fantastic family and close friends around you that are doing this, that, and the other for you on the day and in the build up. So maybe we'll give them a shout out as well, because I say they do work hard, don't they?
My girlfriend Amy, I love you so much, and my mum who's at the moment babysitting, but then and Arthur, they do support me. They know that I do a lot of all the donkey work, but on the day they're so supportive and they help out in any way they can, because I know I'm going to need it. But I'm paying the staff this year. It's actually very professional business now. It's and you wouldn't believe it. Think to set up a festival, it's not just like £500 here and there. It's literally, it's about £20,000 to run such a thing, in the way I run it anyway.
Wow.
So it's a lot. I'm risking
a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. But I've raised £10,000, and it's the money that I wanted to invest in myself. And if it goes the way it goes, if it's a good thing, It'll get better, and I'll get better, and I'll come up with more ideas to invest that money in. If it doesn't, then I'll be back. I'll do something else.
I think it will grow. It's bound to, because there's so many bands that get the opportunity to play on, you know, big stages in front of a good crowd, and you know, it gives them some exposure, doesn't it? And there's you know, there's 30 plus, almost 40 odd bands there over the course of a weekend. So I think it's fantastic what you do. I really do. Let's talk about the Sunday lineup. You mentioned Senen, they're old friends, signed to a big label. They're coming. They're the headline act. Who else have we got?
We've got Signals. They're going to be playing. They've played over a couple of years, and it's great to see what the new things that they come up with and their new songs, and they're doing really well. We've got the Apple Beaters as well, which is Rick Stanbridge and my friend Bran, and Jules Nelson as well. They're just like an all-star band, and they just play. They've told me actually, I can actually handpick the Beatles songs, so I'll be picking all the best on time. Like, so it's going to be, that's sort of literally like, that's my act that I can control. And obviously Weather Kings, and we've got Caden Connor, who's got the harmonies, and they've got this real nice sort of Americana sort of twang, and the harmonies, him and Guy Page and I think it's Egg on bass as well. The three-way harmonies are just, it just literally puts that shiver on the back of your neck up. We've got John Roth, who's always been sporting life and everything he's done, and he's very supportive.
Do you reckon that, because John Roth has been there a couple of times, John Roth, do you reckon there's a time when you'll get sporting life? Is there a chance that they'll ever get back together again? If they split up, do they still do stuff?
I think they still do stuff, but I don't think it's it goes under that name, obviously, but it's not the original lineup as what it was originally, because then before that was Wayward Sons as well, but... I'm not too clued up on the new member of, who is the new member of Sporting Life.
I bumped into who's the guy? Is it someone I used to go to school with? He was in the band with John Roth, and he played with his daughter at the event last year. They were in a band together, weren't they?
Oh, that was it. It was Duncan Jones and Jones. Charlie Jones. He's actually playing again. He's playing with Bobby I Can Fly, which is his old band from when he was a nipper. I'd say the 80s. Is that right? Saying
it was the 80s. Yeah.
Not a decade out.
But John Roth was, you mentioned the Wayward Sons there, and there's one I remember John Roth interviewing him years and years and years ago. He brought up this CD, the Wayward Sons, and he said, there you go, play it. And I never got round to playing it until about 5-6 years ago, when we were doing a local music show, and I wanted to get as much local music as possible, so I put the whole album on the system and there was one track on there called The Oak Tree, which I really, really like. I Am an Oak Tree, it's a real foot stomper. And then I bumped into Duncan about 2 years ago, and I said, you should come in and do an interview. He said, love to. I said, I love that song, that Oak Tree. Oh, I don't like anything that the Wayward Sons did. Don't play it. So there's obviously a difference of opinion there. But John Roth, talented guy, so's Duncan as well. And it completely passed me by that he was in Bobby I Can Fly.
Yeah.
And I didn't know this because I've known Wosey a long time, drummer for Jimmy's Big That's Fish. Right. Never knew that he was in Bobby I Can Fly until recently when they reformed and did a load of gigs.
And Paul Armfield as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I never saw him the first time around. I was probably in nappies.
Well, I can remember the first time around, and I was working at what was called then it was called Brookhouse, but it was a place called Floyd's. Brookhouse is in Binstead.
Okay.
And been around this club had been around for years as Brookhouse. It was known for Thursday nights as Grab a Granny Night.
And then it all. Then they closed it down because it had a load of trouble. And this guy took it over and made it into Floyd's, but only had a 12 o'clock license. So he did part disco and part live acts. And they used to have bands like Bobby Ike and Fly because they had a massive following. They would fill the club every Saturday when they would turn up every one Saturday every month, and they would fill the place. And then you'd go back the following week, and they had. Do you remember the Hilltop Boys?
Yeah.
The Hilltop Boys. You'd be guy that used to work for Happy Days. Big tall Rick.
That's right.
And there were about 12 people there. You know, so you went from the place being packed, 300 people, to the Hilltop Boys were just... But they were talented. They were really good at what they did. But, I didn't know that Wosey was in Bobby I Can Fly. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. Obviously, he was there last year with Jimmy's Big Fish.
Yeah, they're playing on the Monday, Bobby I Can Fly.
All right, let's continue with Sunday. Let's finish off. Slumbers Woke, I saw them last year, and they were also at the Isle of Wight Festival, I noticed.
Yeah, they're very popular, and they gave me their EP, which they recorded at Skinny Mammoth Studios. And it's amazing, and the songs are still in my head. I couldn't tell you what the track names are, because I'm really bad. I was saying it off air that I'm really bad with track names. I just don't know any track names. But I know an EP back to front, but I wouldn't know to tell you the name of it. But Paddy's a good friend of mine, and he's got such a belting voice, and he's got a beautiful way that he structures songs, and the people that he writes with around him. And the drummer for Slumbers Woke is Kia's drummer for Red Rock as well, which is Ollie.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a few people that cross over in certain ways. And Little Lemon, which is Rafe Spencer from Weather Kings, he's the cello player for Little Lemon as well. So there's a few, like I say, there's a few crossovers.
Rebel on the Hearts, I kind of remember. And there is a band called Band on the Run now.
No, that was just a Band on the Run Winners, but I just couldn't fit Winner in there.
Oh, right.
So I just put Band on the Run, but okay. I'll be announcing the people, the Band on the Run survey, which went to every single venue. They wrote the survey down, and the ones that are marked best out of the whole competition, I've got two spaces left, and it was... So the people that helped me out with things like Band on the Run, I'll help them out, and I'll put them immediately before anybody else, even if they're a bit more popular. I mean, they've helped me out, so it's my festival, and that's how I reward people. People help me out with different projects, I'll help them out by putting them on poster.
Good for you. Now, we're going to take a break with a musical interlude. This happened not last year, the year before that. I think you played on the acoustic stage, and you did like an impromptu, just a mini set. Uh-huh. And this was, apologies for the recording, because halfway through, for some reason, it sounds like the tapes got caught up. but you can get the gist of it, all right? So have a listen to this, see if you recognise it.
shining through on you. I'll stay with you, darling, soon. I'll stay with you till the stars start falling, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
Main stage about to light up.
Wow, that was just incredible.
I'm sorry.
Yay. That was just incredible. That was from 2 years ago. And that, you were just telling the story off air. You got off, it was an impromptu thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Bino were playing beforehand, and my family were down from London, and they just missed our Richelieu set. So there was a 5 minute gap that we know we could quickly go in there. So we just quickly jumped on stage. I think Kia played Andy Charles's guitar as well that time as well. But what a bass player though! What a bass player!
Yeah, no, he stood out. Didn't he? Yeah, the others didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, Kia's all right.
So are you saying that he jumped on stage and it was somebody else's guitar, not tuned by him at all? He just turned up and played that.
Yeah,
it's
quite rude actually, because you know, it was my festival. It's of course a case of me just saying that we're going to play one song quickly.
Yeah,
and we had to sort of cut somebody's set out for 5 minutes and delay the main stage for 5 minutes, but. I suppose the power went to my head a little bit, but we apologised to the bands. I bought them a lot of drinks, so they were fine with it.
But it was just a phenomenal 3-4 minute set. I mean, It was that was just wow. Even the young kid in the green room there was looking in through the window and he was going, "Yep, yep, like this, absolutely superb." So you're playing on the Saturday night.
Yeah, we're playing on the Saturday,
and let's whiz through to Monday, because you've got the Ohms, as you said. On the same stage at the same time with Big Top.
Yep, 2 hours of reggae ska, the two drummers on stage, two live acts on stage, and just going to beat it out between each other. And it's going to be a bit of an organising to get all this stuff set up for that particular time, but I've got every confidence in my little minions.
I'm sure they'll be fine. Kings of Vocal sounds interesting.
Yeah, we've got a hip-hop rap group playing for the first time, and they're playing Best of All, and I listen to their acts, and I've had a few it's hard for me because there's a lot of dance acts that want to play, a lot of DJs want to play, but we're not that sort of festival, and I think we'll be shut down at 9 o'clock. We're very family friendly, so I want to keep that vibe the way it is. But these guys have got a lot of their lyrics can have explicit language in it, but they've got a whole sort of child friendly set, which they proved to me, so I'm quite happy to see how that performs. And they're very lively, and they're good friends of the Ohms. The Ohms might even get up on stage as well with them and do a few bits.
Fantastic. And before them, it's obviously Bobby I Can Fly. They're back again, and all washed up are fairly good.
Yeah, Bobby I Can Fly, I think Duncan was saying, because I was at a party with Duncan, you were there, I think this is their last ever gig, and I think they're doing it with me.
Oh, right, so that's it,
I think so. But then, you know, we've heard bands go into retirement and then come back out.
Sure.
All for the money.
I mean, they started out, like I say, in 1980s.
Yeah.
They'll come out to play at some point. All Washed Up going to be there. And are they on the main stage or the acoustic one?
They're headline. I think they're headline in the Gold Tone stage.
Excellent. And you've got Joe Shilcott, Spike Oakley. I mean, do you want to shed some light?
Well, the Out of Hand, which is... my other band I have called El Presidente is me and Joe Chilcott, and Joe Chilcott and George Burns, they're out of hand, but I'll be playing bass with them on stage live, as well as my son Zach. So Zach is going to play drums for Out of Hand on that night as well. So it's a bit of a family and best friends affair.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
brilliant.
Yeah, Zach really wants to go on stage, and he's a really good drummer, so I want to give him that confidence. And
he's only been drumming a little while as well, hasn't he?
2 years, but he plays like 2 hours a day. I said to him, I'll spend double on Christmas presents if I can buy, or Father Christmas can buy you something which you can learn on and be educational. And also, I said, play an Xbox all day or any games console is not going to get you anywhere. So invest in 3 hours a day on FIFA, won't you invest invest in yourself and play 3 hours on drums. And I mean, he plays along to every Gorillaz track, and no, he's really good.
That's a brilliant thing to do. Love and him. Say really, really good. And you know, he's lucky to have that, because I say, you know, too many kids are just, parents are saying, there you go, there is an Xbox, and I'll see you in a couple of days.
Yeah,
see if you can master FIFA. So Niels Mason and the Amazing Pudding, they're another band that were there last year, and we're featuring them tomorrow night. I think they're on between 8 and 9, so you can hear last year's set, and they're obviously going to be there as well. As, can you just clear something up, because we had a band in the other day and we're really, really good, Portable High, are they playing?
No, I think Portable High, they're a band that was out, I think that's Dan, isn't it? And I've met him a few times, and I think George from Out of Hand is in that band as well, but no, Portable High's
the singer,
not,
isn't it?
George, yeah.
That's where, so the
that's
confusion
the
is. Yeah,
because the
they were here the other day, and they wouldn't tell me what the band was, because they didn't want to name the other band, you see.
Okay.
Young George was under a little bit of pressure not to mention the band.
Well, I am out of hand. I've grassed you up.
But he came in the other day, and he said it's the first time he's ever done anything like it, singing live in front of people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, it went down really, really well. But he did, they did a set, Portable High did a set over the weekend at Panfest.
That's right, yeah, he was saying to me about that.
Just warming up. But this little fella walked in, and he's about 4'6". And
that's generous.
He looked so unassuming, and all of a sudden he belted out this great big voice out of him. It was really good.
He sort of steps into our El Presidente gig sometimes, and he and we do like a three-way harmony, and he has got, so we do like Don't by Ed Sheeran, and I do all the high falsettos, and he does a mid-range, and Joe does the low one. So yeah, we were sitting down having a massive barbecue, and we're going to work out the whole set for Out of Hand for the festival.
Excellent. Hey, look, it's been great to see you, and I know you've got a lot of work to do, but just give it out details again on how to get tickets.
Yeah, if you go on to www.postfest.co.uk, all the details for every stage are there. It's on the 29th, 30th and 31st of August. You can also buy tickets at Ticketline, Goldtone Music and the County Press Shop.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time, Rob.
Thanks a lot. Cheers, Ian.